This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Joining us over the line today on CIFA Radio 88.7 FM is Tammy Mizey, who's lead organizer for this year's Red Dress campaign. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the campaign, and it's occurring September 5th and 6th. That's this Saturday and Sunday. The public is invited. Come on out, show your support, hang a red dress from the window. The more people who know about this, the better. Tammy, thank you so much for joining me over the line today. Are you staying dry in the rain?
Oh, I know, right? Mother Nature's going to do what she's going to do, eh?
That's right. You know, the Red Dress campaign has happened rain or shine over the past 10 years, and I have a feeling that this year won't be any exception, will it?
No, absolutely not. Rain or shine, the event will go, yes.
Red Dress Day, it's an outdoor event, but hanging on people's doors is something that is important. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the symbolism of the Red Dress and how that came to be?
The Red Dress campaign actually was motivated a few years prior to us bringing it to Prince George by a Métis artist named Jamie Black. She did what was called the Red Dress Art Project. That was her way of bringing attention to the murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls actually along the Highway of Tears. I, back in 2014, with the Hospital Employees Union, I actually was at the BC Federation of Labour conference. And when I walked into the conference center, they had all these beautiful dresses hanging from the ceiling. And it was like, what is this about? I had to know more. And it was the Federation of Labour's way of encasing Jamie Black's art project. It impacted me. I just actually burst into tears. As my childhood best friend, Carrie Ann Gordon, went missing, she was murdered. They found her at the high water mark at the outflow of Little Lake. She wasn't a victim along the Highway of Tears, but she was still a victim. And the fact that the empty red dress symbolically is Carrie Ann should be here. She should be here standing with me wearing one of these dresses, and she's not. And that just really impacted me. And it kind of sat with me for a couple of years, and I met Brenda Wilson, who has been the Highway of Tears liaison for families for many, many years. And her and I, in 2016, her red dress campaign to Prince George. Symbolically what the red dress means. Jamie Black used red. So a lot of people think that when you ask people, why red? And well, it's the color of blood. And no, you're right. It is the color of blood. However, that's not in the Indigenous culture why red. Red is used because it is their belief that that's the only color that ancestors can see. So when we stand there, when we do the stand-in and we hold an empty, like hold the dress, it allows our loved ones to come and be present with us in the moment. So that is now honoring their lives, and that's remembering them. So that's the significance of red.
I wasn't aware of the significance of the color red. Thanks so much for sharing that. It's a reminder of all the people who aren't here right now, who really should be here. And again, this is the huge motivator for participating in this event. And it's something, unfortunately, that a lot of people have in common. And the event has grown over the past 10 years.
Yes.
What do you feel is different about this 10th anniversary event than events prior that have occurred in our community and even now across the country? It's really grown.
There's a couple things for me that I think are a highlight. So this campaign was actually done literally at a grassroots in Prince George. We went to businesses. We were out there, right? And I don't want to take away from the importance of the murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls, right? But doing this work, it was very clear that it's not just the women and girls that have gone missing, it's also men and boys, right? And, you know, how do you tell, how do you say to somebody, to a mom, that, you know, men and boys don't count too, and we've been asked, can you please hold space for men and boys? And so we have incorporated the Tree of Ties, right?
Do you want to touch on the Tree of Ties a little bit as well?
So a couple of years ago, you know, like we struggled with this. How does our mandate is to bring awareness to women and girls, right? To ensure they're never forgotten by holding events and supporting families in the community and whatnot. And it's like, how do we incorporate this, right? So it was, you know what? Let's do the Tree of Ties. Let's represent men and boys so every walk of life is represented, because every life truly does matter. So now every year, I've collected ties.
These are neckties.
They are neckties. And every year now, we designate one tree for men and boys. And sometimes we hang the ties around, like on the hanger of the dresses, right? So everybody's represented. Right. So now when we do the stand-in at the monument, that's something also too, that we've installed the MMIP monument. And I will explain the monuments, right? A lot of people don't really understand it. When you look at the monument, you see the red dress, and then there is the black silhouette of the Indigenous girl in her regalia. And what the significance of that is, the red dress represents all women and girls. It encompasses everybody. And then the black silhouette is representing the Indigenous community. And when we put them together, it's bringing everybody together as one.
Do you want to walk us through what's happening with the walk this year? So the event occurs over 2 days this year, September 5th and 6th, that's Saturday, Sunday. How does it kick off and what happens from there?
Exciting. It is our 10th anniversary this year, and you are right, every year it grows. So this year, on the 5th of September at 1 p.m., we are holding a fur brushing healing ceremony at the Connaught Youth Center. We will be providing a light lunch and dinner. That is where an elder from Clidelaitene will be facilitating that for us. So exciting. Jamie Black, like I said, who is the founder of the Red Dress Movement, will be joining us this year. She will be at both events on Saturday too, because some people have painted some rocks and placed them at the monument. And on Saturday, we are going to, if you want to, you can paint your rock, whatever that looks like for you. And then on Sunday, when we go to the monument, you can bring your rock and place it there for your loved one. So that'll be happening on Saturday from 1 to 7. We also have Leah Gazan joining us this year. She is one of Winnipeg's MPs. She has also been pushing and pushing for the Red Dress Alert.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Red Alert campaign?
Leah Gazan has been a huge advocate. I mean, it's not just her though, right? There are other MPs, Taylor Baccarat, who's also been pushing for the Red Dress Alert, right? Where it's an Amber Alert for Indigenous people.
All right.
So we have Jamie Black coming. She'll be there for Saturday and Sunday. Leah Gazant, however, will only be joining us on Saturday. So exciting that families have the opportunity to meet the people that are advocating for them, right? So yeah, I'm super excited, and I really hope people come out and join us. On Sunday is the Red Dress campaign. It's a two-phase event, I guess. We always start at the monument, which is located at Ferry Avenue and Highway 16 in front of the cemetery at the MMIP monument, where we do the stand-in. This is where we have Kistan drummers who come that will do an opening. We drum, and we stand there holding our dress. And I always tell people, please don't worry if you don't have a dress. We always have dresses for people to hold, So we will do our stand-in, there'll be drummers, and then from there we're led in a procession to the Clay Lehtinen Memorial Park up by the playground where we will have the event. So there will be guest speakers, there will be entertainment, there will be food, and it's an opportunity also for families to have time to tell their story. Yeah. So Sunday, it's 11 o'clock at the monument for the stand-in. And then we will be led in a procession to the park where the Red Dress campaign will kick off.
Excellent. And everybody's invited?
Everybody's invited. It is always an open event to the public. Yep.
So, folks, if you see a red dress hanging from a doorway, a window, anywhere in town over the next week and beyond, you know what it's about. And you too are welcome to join the proceedings on both Saturday and Sunday right here in Prince George Clay Lehtinen, also happening across the province and across Canada. Get involved, find out more. And if you want to know more about our local event here, you can contact Tammy Mizey. Tammy, how would you prefer people to get in touch with you?
You can either email me at Tammy Mizey, TammyMeise, 10 at gmail.com, or give me a call, 250-961-0571, especially for Saturday if you're planning to attend. I just kind of it would be great if I kind of had an approximate number so that to ensure that we have enough food for everybody, right?
Perfect. Right on. And I'm so glad we were able to call you today and have this conversation. Best of luck on the event and have a great week of preparation ahead of you. Wishing you the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate Mr. PG there should actually be holding our flag up coming up to the event here.
We can look out for that.
Yeah. Come on
Yeah.
out. You know what? If you can only partake in some of the weekend events, that's great. September 5th and 6th, Saturday at 1 p.m. at Connaught Youth Center, and Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Monument. Please come and join us.
Pleasure talking to you, Tammy. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.